The Lord be with you. He is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Amen. We are in our season of Easter. Today is the day when we sing for joy during this Easter season, and very, very appropriate that we would celebrate with that Easter joy as 8 of our young members are confirmed in the Lutheran faith. It's been a long process for most of them, been going through study and catechism class since the 5th grade, learning the Bible stories, studying and memorizing Luther's small catechism. Last year they prepared an essay which was posted in the church. This year they prepared an essay and delivered that essay orally in front of the congregation. About 10 days ago they had the opportunity for a public questioning, answering questions again based on God's Word and the small catechism. And today, here we are. Robes and flowers and pictures and all that kind of stuff. But during the confirmation service, you will hear these young people make a promise. And they will promise that they would rather die than fall away from Jesus. They would rather die than fall away from the faith. Folks, that's as serious as it gets. It is my prayer that they would remain faithful. And it is my prayer that all of us would remain faithful to Christ and His Word as well. A couple of words on our worship service. If you have a blue bulletin, you have the right bulletin for this service. If you have a white one, well, the ushers didn't pick up the 8 o'clock bulletin. That's all I can say. Our opening hymn is number 790. 790, and that'll be a processional hymn. So I would ask that you would please stand when the cross enters into the church. Following that hymn, we'll follow Divine Service Setting 1. Setting 1, that's on page 151 and following. Have a worship insert for the day. The readings are on one side. The propers are on the other. First, you'll need that is when we get to the introit, we'll sing the introit together. In this service, there are two options for the hymn of praise. We'll sing the Easter option, This is the Feast. We'll make sure we're on the right page at the right time. The actual confirmation part of the service will take place after the offering and before the Lord's Supper. I think that's enough announcements. Before we sing our opening hymn, let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank You that You are a gift-giving God. You give us Your Son, whose life, death, and resurrection has set us free. You give us the gift of faith, and You continue to give us strengthening for that faith through Your Word and Holy Sacraments. We thank You for the opportunity to be good stewards of these gifts. We ask Your blessing upon our 8 junior confirmads. Keep them faithful in their confession. Keep them faithful throughout their life. Keep all of us faithful as we hear Your Word and receive Your holy and gracious gifts. Lord God, all these things we pray in the name and for the sake of Jesus, crucified and risen to take away the sin of the world. Amen. Amen. Hymn 790.
Thank you. service, setting number one, page 151 in the front part of your hymnal, page 151. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit,
Amen. Amen.
If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Let us then confess our sins to God, our Father.
Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done, and by what we have not done. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us, forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may be light in your world and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name.
Amen. Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We turn to the words of the introit printed on your bulletin insert. We chant them together.
Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord,
comfort and defend us, gracious Lord. The minds of your faithful to be of one will, grant that we may love what you have commanded and desire what you promise, that among the many changes of this world, our hearts may be fixed where true joys are found. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
The Old Testament reading for the fifth Sunday of Easter is written in Isaiah chapter 12. You will say in that day, I will give thanks to you, O Lord, for though you were angry with me, your anger turned away, that you might comfort me. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and will not be afraid. The Lord God is my strength and my song, and He has become my salvation. With joy you will draw water from the wells of salvation, and you will say in that day, give thanks to the Lord, call upon His name, make known His deeds among the peoples, proclaim that His name is exalted. Sing praises to the Lord, for He has done gloriously. Let this be made known in all the earth. Shout and sing for joy, O inhabitant of Zion, for great in your midst is the Holy One of Israel. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The epistle is written in James chapter 1. Do not be deceived, my beloved brothers. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow due to change. Of His own will He brought us forth by the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruits of His creatures. Know this, my beloved brothers. Let every person be quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to anger. For the anger of man does not produce the righteousness that God requires. Therefore, put away all filthiness and rampant wickedness, and receive with meekness the implanted word, which is able to save your souls. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. We continue with our Alleluia and verse, we stand for the Holy Gospel. Gospel according to St. John, the 16th chapter. Jesus said, "Now I am going to Him who sent me, and none of you asks me, 'Where are you going?' But because I have said these things to you, sorrow has filled your heart. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. But if I go, I will send Him to you. And when He comes, He will convict the world concerning sin and righteousness and judgment. Concerning sin, because they do not believe in me. Concerning righteousness, because I go to the Father and you will see me no longer. Concerning judgment, because the ruler of this world is judged. I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. When the Spirit of truth comes, He will guide you into all the truth, for He will not speak on His own authority, but whatever He hears, He will speak, and He will declare to you the things that are to come. He will glorify Me, for He will take what is Mine and declare it to you. All that the Father has is Mine. Therefore I said that He will take what is Mine and declare it to you." This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you,
O. We continue with hymn 819. You may be seated.
family and friends and visitors that have gathered here, either on purpose for this special event or accidentally crashed into a confirmation service. And especially to you, our 8 junior confirmands, grace and peace, love and mercy from God our Father, through Jesus Christ, our risen Savior and Lord. Amen. Text for our meditation this morning, the words that we heard a few moments ago, the epistle reading from James chapter 1, especially the last part of the last verse. Receive with meekness the implanted word, which is able to save your souls. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, I want you to think about a time when you really, really looked forward to receiving a gift. Maybe it was a birthday gift. Maybe it was a Christmas present. Maybe it was a special gift that was promised to you upon getting a good grade or a promotion at work. Maybe it was a special gift because of a graduation. Let's face it, a lot of people who are getting confirmed really don't care all that much about the church service, about all the other things that are going on. They're already thinking about and focused on the gifts. The gifts. They don't want the pastor to hear, but next Wednesday night, what did you get? How much did you get? We're all the same. That old Adam lives inside of us. We like gifts. We want gifts. We covet gifts. And then when we get the gifts, sometimes we use them as they were intended, and other times we forget about them. We misuse them. Or we take something that was intended for good and we misuse it to the point of turning it into bad or evil. We love gifts, but we're not very good at receiving gifts. So here in James 1, James, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, is teaching us everything we need to know about gifts, whether they be a confirmation gift or a birthday gift or any other kind of gift that you can imagine. All good gifts come from the Lord. All good gifts come from the Lord. Remember that. If something is good, and it has been given to you, the ultimate giver of that gift is God. How easy it is for our weak, sinful nature to take credit for how smart we are, how fast we are, how pretty or handsome we are. All good gifts come from the Lord. Well, I might be able to buy that, Pastor. All good gifts come from the Lord. But everybody has a different idea of what constitutes a good gift. You don't give a little boy a doll, unless it's a G.I. Joe, and expect him to be happy. Or a little girl a Tonka truck, unless she really likes to dig in the dirt. Everybody has a different idea of what a good gift is. If you gave a brand new set of golf clubs to somebody who despises golfing, how do you think that gift would go over? So, we need to figure out right off the bat God's definition of a good gift. And He gives it to us. Verse 17 says, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow due to change. There is one perfect gift that we should all be able to agree on. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The eternal Word, the eternal Logos, the second person of the Trinity, King of kings and Lord of lords, took on flesh and blood and made His dwelling among us. He resided in the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary and was born. God in the flesh, the incarnation, God for us. This is God's perfect gift for you, for all of us gathered here, and for the life of the world. It is the only truly perfect, truly holy gift. Jesus Christ, God in the flesh, for you. God didn't just prove to us that He was capable of such a great mysterious miracle like the incarnation. Jesus took on flesh and blood for a reason. God gives this gift because we need it. Have you ever received a gift? Something that was like really practical when you wanted something fun? You open up that Christmas package and instead of a toy or a game, you get a package of socks or underwear. Pretty hard to get excited, isn't it? We might try to fake it. Even though we need the gift, sometimes we despise the gift. My friends, we are all in need of this gift, this good gift, this holy gift, this perfect gift that comes down from above, Jesus Christ. Why? Because there is no one righteous who has not sinned. No, not one. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Surely I was sinful at birth, sinful from the moment of my conception. We confessed at the beginning of our service. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves. Well, guess what? Many of us spend most of our life living in a world of deception. We pretend that everybody else is a sinner and we are not. Or that our sin isn't nearly as bad as his or hers. My friends, sinners cannot save themselves. Sinners are in need of a Savior. And that's why God gave us His Son, God in the flesh. He came here for a reason. He came here to suffer and die. He came here to take the sins of the world onto Himself and into Himself. He came here to take away your sin. Your sin that damns you to hell. Your sin that wraps around you like a chain. And no matter how you try to shake loose, you can't do it. Jesus has come living a holy life, dying the death we deserve on Calvary's cross, rising victorious from the grave on that first Easter day, ascending into heaven 40 days later, and He says, I have not left you alone. You are not orphans. In our gospel reading for today, we heard of the work of the Holy Spirit pointing us constantly to Jesus Christ, His completed work for forgiveness, life, and salvation. His completed work delivered to us in the waters of holy baptism. His delivered, completed work delivered to us in our ears when we hear the holy absolution. His completed work put in our mouths to eat and drink in His holy body and blood, in and under bread and wine. My friends, this is God's ongoing gift to you. This isn't some sales campaign for a beautiful diamond ring. Jesus Christ truly is the gift that keeps on giving. Giving what we need. Giving us life. Transforming our lives. And keeping us strong in the faith until we die. My friends, today we gather here. 8 young people are about to pledge their fidelity, their faithfulness to God. You don't have to be in the church very long to realize that confirmation doesn't mean much anymore. Not sure it ever really did. I read a sermon by C.F.W. Walther a few years ago. First president of the Missouri Synod, 1868. He was lamenting the fact that so many kids, after they get confirmed, never come back to church. 1868, 2016, nothing new under the sun, huh? We can change methods, we can change curriculums, we can change electronics, we can do all kinds of stuff, but this is really pretty simple stuff. Sin and grace, hell and heaven. We're either in Christ or we're not in Christ. We can't force someone to believe. We can't force someone to hear and receive God's gifts. God gives. But sometimes we take the gift for granted. Sometimes we despise the gift. We do it as parents with our kids. We do it as kids with our parents. Gifts. Gifts from above. And yet sometimes we despise them or take them for granted. Husbands and wives. Wives and husbands. Gifts from God. What do? We take them for granted or we despise them. We live in a wonderful country with lots of freedoms. Gifts from God. What do? We use those freedoms as an excuse to sin. And we turn our perversions into our false gods. Gifts abused and misused. The list could go on and on and on. I don't need to paint you a picture. God's Word does. The primary gift that God gives to us is the gift that we need, Jesus. Because we are sinners, we sin daily and we sin much, and we are constantly in need of the forgiveness that only God can give. The strength, the hope, the comfort, the joy that only God can give. And you know what? He gives it. Like the wells of salvation from our Old Testament reading in Isaiah 12. He gives it without cost. But don't think that it was cheap. It cost the Son of God His life. And He did it freely and willingly for you. There's some good practical advice in the entire book of James, but especially here in our reading. He says, let every person be quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to anger, for the anger of a man does not produce the righteousness that God requires. Put away all filthiness and rampant wickedness. Good, practical advice. Listen to God. Trust Him. Read His Word. Believe it. Follow it. The Ten Commandments are still God's holy and perfect law by which we gauge our righteousness. And when we fall short, as we always do, we fall on our knees, confessing our sin, receiving that forgiveness, and striving to live a new life in Christ Jesus. There's an old story about a young man who was shipped off to pilot school. He was in the military. He'd been flying a plane ever since his dad would allow him in the cockpit. He knew everything, or at least he thought he did. Could fly with his eyes closed. First day, all of the would-be pilots are gathered around as the instructor is going through the basics of the dashboard. Well, the young man certainly could learn nothing from this little talk. In fact, he could be teaching it. So he stood in the back, paying no attention. The instructor noticed. He said, young man, you need to pay attention. Yeah, right. But he didn't pay attention. A little while later, the instructor said, young man, you need to pay attention. But he didn't pay attention. Finally, the third time, he says, young man, if you don't pay attention, what I'm teaching you here today could mean life or death. And the young man laughed. The instructor said, yeah, a lot of people think it's funny. But there will be a day when you are in this plane, when you are flying this plane, and your eyes will tell you you're flying in the right direction. Your ears will tell you everything is perfect. Everything you know and sense and feel in your heart will tell you that you're flying at the right speed and the right direction. Don't trust your eyes. Don't trust your ears. Don't trust your heart. Trust the instrument panel. It's the only way to know for sure if you're flying in the right direction. You don't have to live life very long to realize that there are many times, and you will soon discover it if you haven't already, there are many times when your eyes are going to tell you this is the right thing to do. When your ears and everything that the world or your friends is telling you is that this is the right thing to do. There will be times when your heart and your feelings and your emotions will tell you this is the right thing to do. You know what? There's only one way to know for sure. It's not your eyes, not your ears, it's not your feelings, it's God's Word. It's God's Word. That's the only way that you can know what is pleasing to God and what is not pleasing to God. You can decide that you're going to listen to what God says or that you don't. But it is God's Word that teaches us right from wrong. And when we stumble into the wrong, it is God's Word that teaches us there is forgiveness in no other name than Jesus Christ. So, as you leave here today, hope to see you back again someday. A lot. Because there's only one way that you can stay strong in the faith. There's only one way that you can be confident and use the gifts that God has given you as He intended them. And that's by clinging to Christ and His Word. Jesus says in John 15, I am the vine, you are the branches. If a person remains in me, he will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. Stay connected to Christ. Stay connected to Christ. It's that simple. This is not some platonic ideal. This is a very real encouragement. And a very real gift that God continues to give. I'll ask one question from questioning 10 days ago. Because in some respects, it's an ongoing question that you need to be reminded of every time. What are the means of grace? The means of grace are Word and Sacrament. My friends, these are God's gifts, not only for these 8. These are God's gifts to you. Here in James 1, calls them the implanted Word. Receive with meekness the implanted Word, which is able to save your soul. May God bless you, and may God bless us as we receive His gifts. Use them. Believe them. And rejoice with them all the way to life everlasting. May God grant it for Jesus' sake. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which far surpasses all understanding, keep our hearts, our minds, our lives, our confession in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Amen. This time we have an opportunity to confess our faith, having heard the Word of God. We confess our faith in God using the Nicene Creed, page 158. Please stand as you're.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of His Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God,
worked up Prince, having eye surgery on Tuesday. We give thanks and praise for Susanna, the daughter of Gary and Myrna Heckman, who has received a kidney via transplant. And we also update our prayer for Clee Wolski. We give thanksgiving that the tumor has shrunk more than 50%. And we ask for guidance for the doctors as to further treatment. Let us pray for the whole people of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. Send down, O Lord, the Spirit of truth. Guide us to a right faith in your Son, who stands before you as our mediator. And give us confidence in the dread day of judgment, knowing that the ruler of this world is judged. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
In holy baptism, you began your good work in our catechumens, and you have blessed their instruction and training in your word. We pray for those who will make the good confession this day. Noah, Addison, Trevor, Jalen, Julia, Paige, Caitlin, Michelle. We implore you to pour out your Holy Spirit on their hearts and minds, so that they will truly love and revere you. Confess the faith with joy and boldness, endeavor to live according to your commandments, and praise and glorify you as their faithful God and Lord. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Bless the Holy Church with your true word. Be with all who are receiving calls and vicarage assignments this week, especially former vicar Christian Preuss, who will be receiving, according to the Lord's will, a call on Wednesday, and also for a new vicar who will be assigned to Good Shepherd on Tuesday evening. We also pray for all workers of the church. We ask a special prayer for a teacher considering coming to teach at Good Shepherd Lutheran School next year. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Be the helper of all those who are sick, hospitalized, homebound, or recovering from surgery, especially Deb. And we give thanksgiving for Susanna and for Clee. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Do not hand us over to judgment, we pray, but pardon our many sins as we dare to approach the table of your Son's body and blood. As you forgive us here, so teach us also to love one another. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Sustain us in our sojourn through this changing world, and bring us to the unchanging life in your kingdom, where you live and reign with your Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Amen. You may be seated for the offering.
Welcome in the name of Jesus. This time we ask that you would participate in what we call the rite of fellowship. This padded interview show. Please sign your name, visitors. We're glad you're here. Please share with us your mailing address so we can acknowledge your presence in worship this day. This time also, we worship God with our gifts and offerings.
service continues now with the rites of confirmation.
Beloved in the Lord, our Lord Jesus Christ said to His apostles, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." You have been baptized and catechized in the Christian faith, according to our Lord's bidding. Jesus said, "Whoever confesses me before men, I will also confess before my Father who is in heaven. But whoever denies me before men, I will also deny before my Father who is in heaven." Lift up your hearts, therefore, to the God of all grace, and joyfully give answer to what I now ask you in the name of the Lord. Are you ready? Okay. Do you this day, in the presence of God and of this congregation, acknowledge the gifts that God gave to you in your baptism? Do you renounce the devil? Do you renounce all his works? Do you renounce all his ways? Do you believe in God the Father Almighty?
You believe in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord.
Yes, I believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of our Lord. He was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day He rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven, and He sits at the right hand of God, far away from thence.
You believe in the Holy Spirit.
Yes, I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the name of the saints, forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of life, and the life of our
Do you hold all the prophetic and apostolic scriptures, the Bible, to be the inspired Word of God? You confess the doctrine of the Evangelical Lutheran Church, drawn from those scriptures, as you have learned to know them from the small catechism, to be faithful and true. Do you intend to hear the Word of God and receive the Lord's Supper faithfully? Do you intend to live according to the Word of God in faith, word, and deed, to remain true to God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, even to death? You intend to continue steadfast in this confession and church, and to suffer all, even death, rather than fall away from it? We rejoice with thankful hearts that you have been baptized and have received the teaching of the Lord. You have confessed the faith and been absolved of your sins. As you continue to hear the Lord's word and receive His blessed sacrament, He who has begun a good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Noah, Quentin, Bauman.
Noah, Quentin, Bauman, the Almighty God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has given to you the new birth of water and the Spirit, and has forgiven you all your sins, strengthen you with His grace to life everlasting.
Amen.
Amen. Noah, your verse from Luke 10. Jesus replied, a man was going down from Jericho or to Jericho from Jerusalem. And he fell among robbers who stripped him and beat him and departed, leaving him half dead. Now by chance a priest was going down that road, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. So likewise a Levite, when he came to the place and saw him, passed by on the other side. But a Samaritan, as he journeyed, came to where he was. And when he saw him, he had compassion. He went to him and bound up his wounds, pouring on oil and wine. Then he set him on his own animal and brought him to an inn and took care of him. May the message and example of the Good Samaritan Jesus be yours always. God's blessings, Noah. Addison, Joy, Cheek.
Addison, Joy, Cheek. The Almighty God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has given to you the new birth of water and of the Spirit, and has forgiven you all your sins, strengthen you with His grace to life everlasting. Amen. Amen.
Addison, Matthew 28:19. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, as God has put His name on you in the waters of holy baptism. Bear that name proudly. Trevor, Joseph, Fleck.
Trevor, Joseph, Fleck. The Almighty God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has given to you the new birth of water and of the Spirit, and has forgiven you all your sins, strengthen you with His grace to life everlasting. Amen.
Amen. Trevor, Matthew 22. And he said to him, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind. That is God's gift of love to you in Jesus. And we in turn love one another. God's blessings, Trevor. Jalen Ray Jaswick.
Jalen Ray Jaswick, the Almighty God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has given to you the new birth of water and of the Spirit, and has forgiven you all your sins, strengthen you with His grace to life everlasting. Amen.
Jalen, your verse, one of the most beautiful law gospel passages in all Scripture. For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. God's blessings. Julia, Kristen, Phillips.
Julia, Kristen, Phillips, the Almighty God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has given to you the new birth of water and of the Spirit, and has forgiven you all your sins, strengthen you with His grace to life everlasting. Amen. Amen.
Julia, your verse from John chapter 14. Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. That one way through Jesus is God's gift to you. Paige, Josephine Lynn Renter.
Paige, Josephine Lynn Renter. the Almighty God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has given to you the new birth of water and of the Spirit, and has forgiven you all your sins, strengthen you with His grace to life everlasting. Amen.
Page your verses from Isaiah 41. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Promise after promise after promise. God's gift to you in Jesus. Caitlin, Joe, Schmeling.
Caitlin, Joe, Schmeling, the Almighty God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has given to you the new birth of water and the Spirit, and has forgiven you all your sins, strengthen you with His grace to life everlasting. Amen.
Caitlin, your verse is from Philippians chapter 4. I can do all things through Him who strengthens me. And He will strengthen you. And He promises to be with you every step of the way. God's blessings. Michelle Claire Simnett.
Michelle Claire Simnett, the Almighty God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has given to you the new birth of water and of the Spirit, and has forgiven you all your sins, strengthen you with His grace to life everlasting. Amen.
Michelle, your verse is from Acts chapter 4. And there is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given among men, by which we must be saved. That's the name that saves, that's been placed on you. Thanks be to God. Now I ask for the entire congregation to please stand. Let us pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, we thank and praise You for Your great goodness in bringing these, Your sons and daughters, to the knowledge of Your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and enabling them both with the heart to believe and with the mouth to confess His saving name. Grant that, bringing forth the fruits of faith, they may continue steadfast and victorious to the day when all who have fought the good fight of faith shall receive the crown of righteousness. Through Jesus Christ, Your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with You and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Almighty and most merciful Father, the waters of holy baptism, You have united Your children in the suffering and death of Your Son, Jesus Christ, cleansing them by His blood. Renew in them the gift of Your Holy Spirit, that they may live in daily contrition and repentance, with a faith that ever clings to their Savior. Deliver them from the power of Satan and preserve them from false and dangerous doctrines, that they may remain faithful in hearing Christ's word and receiving His body and blood. By the Lord's Supper, strengthen them to believe that no one can make satisfaction for sin but Christ alone. Enable them to find joy and comfort only in Him, learning from this sacrament to love You and their neighbor, and to bear the cross with patience and joy until the day of the resurrection of their bodies to life immortal. Through Jesus Christ, Your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with You and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Peace be with you. Amen. Our service now continues with the service of the sacrament, middle of page 160. We begin with the preface, middle of page 160.
The Lord be with you.
us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, Everlasting God. And most especially are we bound to praise you on this day for the glorious resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ, the very Paschal Lamb who was sacrificed for us and bore the sins of the world. By his dying, he has destroyed death. By his rising again, he has restored to us everlasting life. Therefore, with Mary Magdalene, Peter, John, with all the witnesses of the resurrection, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Holy, Holy, Holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are one with glory. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest.
Blessed are you, Lord of heaven and earth, for you have had mercy on those whom you created, and sent your only begotten Son into our flesh to bear our sin and be our Savior. With repentant joy, we receive the salvation accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of his body and his blood on the cross. Gathered in the name and the remembrance of Jesus, we beg you, O Lord, to forgive, renew, and strengthen us with your word and spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat his body and drink his blood, as he bids us do in his own testament. Gather us together, we pray, from the ends of the earth, to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb in his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers, deliver and preserve us. To you alone, O Father, be all glory, honor, and worship with the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. In the same way also he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always.